This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. After almost 2 years of back and forth between the parties, a U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement dispute settlement panel recently announced its ruling on a U.S. challenge of Mexico's ban of U.S. biotech corn imports. We will hear more from Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Alexis Taylor next.
Farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. It is a time to carefully reflect on what went right on the farm in 2024 and what can be done to make improvements for the next growing season. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season, and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
After almost 2 years of disagreement, a U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement dispute settlement panel recently announced its ruling on a U.S. challenge of Mexico's ban of U.S. biotech corn imports. In a March 2023 Senate hearing, Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Alexis Taylor spoke about the potential ban by Mexico.
I do think we are engaging with urgency on this issue. We certainly appreciate the potential impact that the proposed decree could have on our corn growers here in the United States.
In April 2023, the United States called for a U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement dispute settlement panel to put the issue to rest. Last Friday, the USMCA panel ruled in agreement with all seven U.S. legal claims that Mexico's ban was not science-based and limited market access. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack in a press release said, quote, "This decision ensures that U.S. producers and exporters will continue to have full and fair access to the Mexican market, and it is a victory for fair, open, and science and rules-based trade, which serves as the foundation of the USMCA as it was agreed to by all parties. It is also a victory for the countries around the world growing and using products of agricultural biotechnology to feed their growing populations and adapt to a changing planet." End quote. Based on USMCA rules, Mexico has 45 days following the ruling date to comply with the panel's findings. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.